Welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm your host, Chris Carter, bringing you your daily dose of all things on the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's Wednesday, June 3rd, and here, starting the month off, Tony and I were talking about this, and now we have an update. There's going to be some talk about whether or not there's going to be training camp at St. Vincent College for the Steelers, because there was a report from Adam Schefter that said that there wouldn't be any teams traveling to training camps. Everyone would be working their own facilities. But we have a separate report that contradicts that. Then we'll dive into James Conner's speaking with the media. He was very confident about what his purpose and direction is for the upcoming season. And finally, a lot of Steelers have been speaking out on the social unrest that's going on across the nation and voicing out their own opinions on the Black Lives Matter movement. We'll address what some of the latest comments have been in the final segment of the show. Let's get into it. All right, everybody. Happy Wednesday. We're in hump days. Let's get through it. Let's kick this off. I'm going to talk about a report that came up from Adam Schefter, and this was a report that basically stunned a lot of people because there were, you know, every year, if you're a Steelers fan, especially if you're a Steelers fan in the area, and some for those who aren't in the area, like Tony, when he came down for 2 weeks last year, he was here for a while. Anyways, he was here for a while. But point is, there was talk about that the NFL is not going to allow teams to hold training camps, you know, that are far away from their own training facilities, which means that teams like the Steelers who hold their training camp at St. Vincent College instead of their own practice facilities on the south side in Pittsburgh, this year that they would require them to hold them at their own facilities. And this caused a bit of an upstart. Now, there are a lot of other teams that do this and do it in a manner. Like most teams have something other than their regular facilities that people go to. But some teams travel more than 10 miles away, as Adam Schefter pointed out in his tweet yesterday. Teams that like that include the Bills, the Panthers, the Bears, the Cowboys, the Colts, the Chiefs, the Rams, the Raiders, and the Redskins, and of course, the Steelers. I think the Packers also are in a similar predicament. They might be a little bit closer. But the point is, this directive came out. But, you know, this is interesting, because now you're going to be looking at maybe teams relocating, and then, you know, how does that impact how they approach the season and the isolation that teams sometimes use. Some people might think this isn't a big deal, but this is usually a chance where coaches get to really build that bond with players, and players get to really build serious bonds with their teammates because they're isolated from everyone else. Now, yes, they're still you know, on media, they're still, you know, talking to us while they're there, and they get to see fans. But when you're staying at that dorm, you know, at St. Vincent College, you know, you're doing so, and you're interacting with your teammates in a way that you don't get to for the rest of the season. And those bonds really help teams at times grow together and build camaraderie and build that chemistry going into the season. So if the Steelers don't have that, there could be some chemistry issues on the team. But even beyond the chemistry issues, it's the tradition. They've been doing this for like at least, you know, more than 50 years. I think 60 years it's actually at now, that they've been doing St. Vincent College as the location for their training camp. And, you know, the Steelers are a big team that's on tradition. So this could pose a threat. Now, there is a contradicting report, and it comes from our own Dale Lally, the beat writer on the Steelers at dkpittsburghsports.com. And I can tell you, Dale immediately was like, I don't know about this when we all started catching wind of this. And he tweeted the following, quote, "The Steelers have heard nothing from the league in terms of not being permitted to hold training camp at St. Vincent College. Further, it wouldn't make a lot of sense for the league to tell teams they can't leave their facilities. Are the Packers not going to be permitted to house at St. Norbert's? Are they going to make the Jets and the Giants stay at COVID Crown Zero and also share facilities because they'd be in both in the Meadowlands? Or, you know, the Giants Stadium, which is also the Jets Stadium because they both play there." And then he also says, "The initial report only said teams would not be permitted to leave their state to hold camp, but they could stay close to home. That, to me, makes a lot more sense than what's going on, because some teams do get out of their state a bit and And you know, and that's how they set up. But the Steelers, the thing is that it's if you've never made the trip, it can be about a 45-minute ride from the city to get to St. Vincent College. And you know, so for the Steelers, that's not all that bad. I mean, that's, you know, that's pretty good. I used to make that drive daily. So it's not out of the realm of possibility that St. Vincent College will be, will still happen this summer. And that's a special thing for a lot of people. I do suggest, if you're a Steelers fan that's never gone, I suggest you do. You get to see the Steelers more up close than you'll ever see them at a game. You get a chance to get their autographs. There's cool activities if you have children. It's a really awesome thing. Also, if you go on the right days, you might meet me there. Shout out to Miss Ye, because she came and found me. She's one of our loyal listeners here on the Locked On Podcast Network, and she came and found me last year, which was really cool. And Tony, she let Tony know how bad he was for saying Matt Ryan was better than Ben Roethlisberger. Anyways, point being, it's a great tradition, and I don't think the Steelers are just going to give that up that easily. So I think, and don't forget, the Rooneys do hold a big part, an important part of the NFL. They are a valued voice in the owners' community. So I wouldn't put this to bed just yet. I do think there's a possibility that we could be coming back, this time next month, because don't forget that training camps usually start late July, and the Steelers will probably start a little bit earlier because they have the Hall of Fame game with the Cowboys. So, you know, we're probably looking about 5 or 6 weeks now. No, so I'd say 6 or 7. But 6 or 7 weeks now before teams got to do training camp. I think that's a lot of time, especially with what we've been going through lately, with how quickly things turn around in this country. We've had COVID, we've had protests, we've had all sorts of things to consider. It's tough to predict anything, but if I were to say what's going on, I think you could say that the Steelers, I think you could look at the Steelers and think that they might be able to hold the NFL off and say, hey, you know what, we're going to St. Vincent College, our fans love it, we love it, and we're going to take advantage of it. And I'm telling you, those kind of things, they stick with players. And you guys heard Ike Taylor when he came on this show a couple of weeks ago, and he said, you know, those bonds that they had, you know, that's the place where you can make them. Not just where you practice together and you have some scuffles and you grow to like your guys, but you really get to know each other. You really get to see each other's work ethic. You get to challenge each other. And the Steelers have a lot of young guys on this roster right now. Minkah Fitzpatrick. We were just talking about this yesterday with the All 25 list, or 2 days ago. Minkah Fitzpatrick, Devin Bush, even T.J. Watt is still pretty young. You got the young quarterbacks. You got Juju, Johnson, Washington, and now Claypool. None of them are older than 23 right now. There's a lot of things that you could look at and say, you know what, the Steelers would much prefer to just do it at St. Vincent College, especially from the access point. All right, that's our first segment. We come back, we're gonna start talking about James Conner, because he had some stuff to say to the media yesterday, and woo, was he on fire. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models of types of cars, it's impossible for places to keep all the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. So why endure the pointless and seemingly intimidating questions that you'll get when you go into a store, like, is your car an LX or an EX? And then you have to wait for the counterman to order parts on his computer, and then choosing the only brand that his warehouse happens to carry. You can skip all that. Go to a computer at your own house or your own phone that's in your pocket and go to rockauto.com. Rockauto.com is a family-owned business serving auto parts to customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. And then go and write Locked On for in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. All right, we're back here on the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm Chris Carter here. Let's get to talking about James Conner, because boy, did he have a lot to say. He spoke to the Pittsburgh media, and man, everyone has been talking about James Conner, saying he's done, this is a contract year for him. and that, you know, he's always been hurt, and this is going to be his last season for the Steelers. He's going to have a comeback year, because in 2018 he made the Pro Bowl, in 2019 he was hurt a lot. James Conner's having none of it, y'all. He came on strong. Here's what he had to say early this week. In a quote, "My goal is to win. I have the opportunity to do that. I'm going to go into training camp with this year's team, a special team that we've got, and we had some pieces that were out last year that are now healthy. I'm really excited for the opportunity to win. I'm not playing for a contract, I'm not playing to not get hurt. I'm playing to win. It's as simple as that. It's about my visions of us and me being part of a Super Bowl number 7 for this organization. I just want to be healthy and give it all for my teammates." Woo. So James Conner saying all the right things here, I think this shows that he's laser focused for the upcoming season. And that's really important, because the Steelers do need a ground game. We've been wondering about this all season, off season rather. You know, we were talking about the Steelers drafting another running back. They did, but not until the middle rounds with Anthony McFarland. And now you're talking about, hey man, the number one guy. Now, he has been getting ripped. Everyone's been talking about his back muscles, because they do look absolutely ridiculous right now. Him and Juju are super jacked. But, you know, you look at James Conner, and, you know, we've been worried about his injuries, we've been worried about his longevity, and we're thinking, like, man, like, you know, maybe Anthony McFarland's the answer. Maybe Benny Snell's the answer. But James Conner is just thinking about, hey, he just wants to be the answer for the wins. You know, James Conner as a guy, and he's a person I saw grow up at Pitt. You know, he came in, I think he played a little bit of both ways ball his freshman year. He was just that good of an athlete, and eventually he became a really good running back for them. And man, did he catch on fire for Pitt. And he tore his ACL, he had to deal with cancer, came back from both, and had a super senior year under Matt Canada's offense, and Matt Canada, again, is the quarterback coach for the Steelers, and Mike Tomlin's already said he's going to have some input on the offense. I think that there's a lot of good stuff that could come from this group here, and James Conner has every reason to be confident right now. Also, he knows that not having Ben Roethlisberger, he said, you know, we didn't have a few pieces. A few pieces? He's talking about Ben! That has to be what he's talking about, right? Because it's like, that's just making light of it. You know, we were missing something. I don't know exactly what it was. Of course he knows what it was. And he knows that because teams were flying to the football. You know, a lot of people were looking at, oh, well, people weren't lining up in the box more. No, they weren't. But go back and look at some of those games, especially that Patriots game at the start of the season. Even when Ben was in and they knew that he was just wasn't the same. But then go back and look at other games, like the Niners game and some of the games where he wasn't able to get going, that first Browns game. And you'll see teams, they may not line up with 8 in the box or 9 in the box, but as soon as the ball is snapped, you see them flying to the line of scrimmage. They were not scared of the passing game, so they were charging up to stop the run game. And that will slow you down as a back, especially when you're not a back like Le'Veon Bell. And let's just face it, James Conner's not that. But he's a very good back. He can be a very good back. He's a good back right now. But he needs to be able to show his consistency. He needs to be able to do it throughout an entire season. And that's what he hasn't done yet. So he knows that's what's coming on to him right now. He knows that he has to step up. In fact, here he is talking about something like that. "We have to prove it every day. I threw last year out. There's nothing I can do to get last year back," Conner said. "I'm working every day as hard as possible to get to be the best football player I can be. When I step up on the field this year, I'm going to give it everything I have. That's what my mindset is. I'm not trying to make it bigger than it is. All I can do is perform when I'm on the field. It's not a comeback or anything like that. It's be healthy and let's go play football." That's the approach. But again, you know, Ike Taylor, again, he said, you know, it's going to be about, there's going to be, you know, I asked him, you know, what's going to stop players from getting hurt when they come back to camp? Because notoriously, when the league has these type of situations where players can't be in the team facilities for a long period of time and it messes up the workout calendar, it usually leads to a lot more injuries in the league. And Ike Taylor's response was, that's because people aren't staying in shape. Well, it obviously looks like James Conner is staying in shape. James Conner talks a little bit what he's been doing in this quarantine. He says here, quote, in this quarantine, since it started, I made a decision each day to try to get a little better and take advantage of this downtime that we have. I'm going pretty hard. I'm working out a lot. I'm about six times per week. I'm trying to stay active throughout the day and get stronger and live a healthy lifestyle. Well, he's definitely looks stronger, and he's definitely living a healthy lifestyle. If I had those back muscles, if I had that chest, oh my God, you know what I'd be doing right now. That sounded weird. I'm not going to take it out the show, though, because, hey, we're doing it live here. For those who don't get it, that's a joke that we're going to keep running with. But anyways, all this to say, James Conner is taking this year seriously. Now, again, he's saying he's not treating it like a contract year. What else is he going to do? Because here's the other thing about James Conner. Because of those injuries and because he hasn't been a superstar running back, he knows that if he does hit free agency after this upcoming season, there might not be a huge market for him. I mean, every year there's going to be running backs that are out there that people try to get. There's going to be other free agents that are stars. And then also there's going to be those top running backs. Those guys that didn't come this year, Travis Etienne of Clemson, Chuba Hubbard from Oklahoma State. Those are two huge backs that are probably going to go in the top 20 picks. And then there's going to be the other guys that are still pretty good. He's going to have to compete with all those guys for jobs. He knows he has to just focus like crazy and become the Steelers' number one back this year, to the point that they're not going to be able to turn him away, that they're going to want to bring him at least for another two more years after this. And, you know, he probably knows he'll have to take a pay cut because they'll be paying Ben a lot of money. There's the possibility, like Tony and I talked about yesterday on the show, that that the NFL could have a smaller salary cap, which was unthinkable, really, not just a few months ago. So lots of stuff to consider there about James Conner. But again, this guy has the right mindset for the team. He's about trying to be better. He's about trying to improve his game. And he's improved in a lot of stuff through year to year. You know, his rookie year, he wasn't too strong. He was a little slow. Then his second year, he comes out, he's a little bit quicker, he's faster, and he comes out being the starting running back for the Steelers. His first game, he has over 100 yards and two touchdowns. He did fumble once, but he was looking solid. He had a good sophomore year in the NFL. Last year, he was kind of just overmatched, as with the rest of the offense was, with no real quarterback to at least manage the games for quite some time. So with Ben Roethlisberger back, maybe James Conner can get back to being the guy that he was before he got hurt. Then he continued to talk about what his plans are for the year. And when someone talked about just the reality, like James Conner, he's been hurt a lot in his career, not just with the Steelers. He was hurt a lot at Pitt too. And it had to do with that ACL tear that he had that took him out for a year. And then they found the cancer. And some people are wondering, like, you know, is the chemotherapy that he went through, did that must do something to his body that makes him more susceptible to injuries? A lot of questions there. And you know, I don't know about the chemotherapy part, but it's at least a question that you can say, you know, is he a guy that can hold up in the NFL? And so some guys, they may be extremely talented, but they're not built to take that kind of punishment. But here's what James Conner said when someone asked if he's ready to just kind of just roll into to 2020 without fearing anything. He said, quote, I'm 100%. I had a weak immune system 4 years ago, and it's not weak anymore, thank God. I'm okay. I'm young. I'm healthy. I'm not concerned. We're going to play it safe for sure. We're not going to ignore it. But as far as me being safe or taking extra precautions, that was 4 years ago. My body is healed. When we follow our protocols and guidelines, it'll be just fine. James Conner is ready. He knows that he's got to do more for the team. Kevin Colbert basically said so as soon as the season was over when he spoke to the media. I fully expect James Conner to take this year seriously. I'm excited to see how explosive he can be in camp and how ready he can be after all the workouts that he's been doing. And to see how consistent he can be in the offense. Because if he can be consistently good and, you know, make that first guy miss in the hole, read his blocks better, make me a good target for Ben out of the backfield, pick up blitzes better, he could be another level for what the Steelers really need out of the running back position. All right, with that, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, a lot of Steelers have been speaking out this week. And I didn't want to just ignore that because they are making sure their voices are heard. I want to make sure you hear them right after this. Hey guys, you ever have that problem where you're just trying to get through your day and you need a snack to get you through, but you don't want to go to the vending machine and get you something that's unhealthy? I've got a great option for you, and that's Built Bar. Built Bar are these protein and energy bars that are covered in 100% chocolate, but they're also low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, and great tasting with 16 different flavors to work your way through. And I know because I've worked my way through quite a few of them already. There are new sponsors here at the Locked On Podcast Network, but they've got flavors like double chocolate mousse, banana nut bread, mint brownie delight, raspberry chocolate cream, and so many more. They're great and tasty, they're soft and chewy, and they're great for you. They can also fill you up, make sure that you're satisfied, to help you get throughout your day without consuming a whole bunch of calories. For example, my favorite flavor so far, double chocolate mousse, is only 110 calories, packs 15 grams of protein, 7 grams of fiber, and only 4 grams of sugar and 4 grams of fat. And the great thing about all of them, they're gluten-free. So try out Built Bars. You can go to builtbar.com and use promo code Locked On. That's promo code Locked On, LOCKEDON, and you'll get $10 off your first order. Use promo code Locked On for that $10 off at builtbar.com. You'll get a great tasting snack, and you'll feel great after eating them. All right, we're back here on the Locked On Steelers podcast. Chris Carter here, rocking with y'all on a Wednesday. Okay, so let's talk about the elephant in the room. I gave you guys a bit of a reprieve from everything on talking about what's going on with Black Lives Matter, what's going on in the country right now. You guys have seen the protests, the riots, the police brutality, the everything going on with the responses to the deaths of George Floyd, of Ahmaud Arbery, of Breonna Taylor. There have been more deaths since then to innocent unarmed black people, and it's caused a lot of social unrest in our country, and it's something that's very serious. Now, again, I wrote a piece about this for DKPittsburghSports.com after there were protests and then riots in the city of Pittsburgh. You can read that by joining the Locked On Steelers Facebook group. It's still posted up there. You can also look it up on DKPittsburghSports.com. If you look at our reporters section, you can find me and then click on my face, and it'll take you to my latest articles. But point being, there's been a lot of Steelers that have now jumped into the fray and given their own opinions on this. We had our own Ramon Foster, who now is part of DKPittsburghSports.com. And he came out and he made several points with just his life and how he takes it. He says every season after the season's over, he drives home to Tennessee, and he said it's a nice drive that he always enjoys. But every time he goes out, he always has a plan for how to keep himself safe, because he has real concerns, because he's a 6'6", 300-pound black man, and though he's known as a gentle giant off the field in football, when you don't know who he is and people are approaching him, some people might not see him as a gentle giant, they might see him as a threat. He said he already has a plan. He says that when he encounters police, he is always very concerned, and his plan, he rolls down all his windows. He alerts the police officer of his dog in the back seat, of the pistols he has in his safe in the middle console, and he attempts to grab his wallet to show the insurance, all while hoping that it can be a typical stop. But in this article, he talks about, he's like, he tries to do his best as he does as he's told, but we've all seen now sometimes that isn't enough. It's a really good piece written by him. I don't want to ruin all of it or spoil all of it for you guys, but he talks about what it was like to be on the 2017 Steelers back when they were coming out. They didn't come out the tunnel against the Chicago Bears, and it was during that season where the Colin Kaepernick's protests were causing a lot of upset NFL fans back, and it was tumultuous. It was unpopular at the time, and it caused a lot of concern. And he talked about what it was like to be on that team. So it's a very good article. You can learn a lot from it. He talks about what it's like to be raising two young men Well, they're still boys, but they're growing fast. But he talks about what it's like raising them and how he's trying to make sure that they don't get caught up in any of the bad things that happen to black people, because it is a real issue. A lot of other people spoke out about it. We had Cam Hayward talking to TribLive. Chris Adamski of TribLive.com, and well, actually, right, he was on 102.5 WDVE talking. But Chris Adamski wrote about this for TribLive.com, and Hayward talked about how he has had to how he's afraid of the police, and not in the sense that he's afraid of every police officer he comes across, but he's always aware of his presence around them. And he acknowledges that there's a lot of great people who do great things as police officers, but he's had to have a talk with his family, and he's had to make sure that that's part of his life. He says, quote unquote, "I don't always feel comfortable around police officers. I almost feel like I have to be to the book and to the T. I have to make sure that they know that I am not in any instance trying to make them feel threatened. I almost have to articulate even more to make sure that and make sure that I want them to be safe." It's a really good interesting with Randy Ballman on the DVE Morning Show. He talks about having a radar in his brain. He says there's been times where, where there's almost like a radar in my brain where I'm like, okay, I've got to make sure things don't get out of hand. And this, of course, he's thinking about what happened with Derek Chauvin, the Minneapolis Police Department officer who kneeled down on George Floyd's neck last week, and in doing so, he did so for 8 minutes, and in doing so, killed him. He's been charged. He's arrested and charged with murder and manslaughter, and the other officers, him and the other officers, have been fired. The other officers haven't been charged with anything yet, but Hayward goes on to talk about the protests, and he says, "I want these protesters' voices to be heard. I'm all for everybody giving everyone a fair shake. But how those three cops were not arrested when it comes to George Floyd, it's a spiral. When we are worrying about protesting now instead of worrying about the people who need to get to be arrested and get arrested. There are great people to protect our world, but we have racism and people not being for the betterment of our world, for the betterment of every man. We are living in a screwed up world." Now, this is the most vocal I've ever heard Cam Hayward about something other than football or something that he was working on at the time. This is the first time I've heard him speak to an issue like this. And I think he did a solid job representing himself. He didn't really say anything out of character. He just kind of was just like, "Hey, you know what? This is something that I deal with, and that's something that I understand. As a black man myself, I was trained when I was a kid to have to deal with the police officers in a very serious manner, making sure that I'm a threat at no times, that I being very careful with where I put my hands, and also learning not to respond to provocations. I've had police officers, call me names and try to get, reactions out of me. There's a lot of black people that have those experiences. And this isn't saying that white people haven't been treated poorly by the cops before, because that does happen. But systemically, this is obviously a problem when you have, in just a span of a couple months, you have people like George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, who was shot 8 times in her own apartment while she was sleeping with her boyfriend just in the middle of the night. And the cops did a no-knock raid on her on their house, and it wasn't even the right house that they were breaking into. That's a serious problem. And again, this is just stemming from time and time again. And all this was what Colin Kaepernick was protesting against years ago. And a lot of Steelers have come out, and they're saying Black Lives Matter. Minkah Fitzpatrick said it on his Twitter. He's saying Black Lives Matter, and he doesn't understand why people can't understand that right now. Chase Claypool's come out and said it. And it's interesting because now even full teams are coming out and saying it. The Pittsburgh Penguins are the city's hockey team came out and said Black Lives Matter. Now, the Pittsburgh Penguins, they're a hockey team. Hockey doesn't have a whole lot of black players in it. But they even they're thinking like, hey, this is a serious issue and in a serious time. We want to show support. It seems like that message is getting through this time. And I broke this down in my article. I'm sure there's still some people listening to this show thinking that Black Lives Matter means that Black Lives Matter more than other people, and oh my gosh, and how could you say that? You know, everyone's supposed to be equal. It's not saying that, and this has never been the point. And if you ever bought into that, someone sold you something that wasn't a real deal. The only thing that Black Lives Matter ever meant was that, hey, there is this issue that impacts the lives of black people, and we're calling attention to it. It's very similar to how we have Breast Cancer Awareness Month. When it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, nobody's saying that the other cancers don't matter, but it's saying, hey, this is an issue. We need to put more funding and research into this. Let's bring some attention to this. And it's that's what this is about. You're not demeaning the other people that suffer from other situations in that way. You're calling attention to a serious problem that is going on in the world right now. And Colin Kaepernick peacefully protested years ago. And part of what I said in my article that I published over the weekend for DKPittsburghSports.com was just that, you know, When people peacefully protest for years and nothing comes of it and they feel disrespected, there's going to be some people that turn to the rioting. And that's not justifying the rioting, but that's the struggles with sometimes in the black community with the people that, you know, that when you try to organize and you try to say, hey, let's do this march, let's have this peaceful protest, let's try to get their attention this way. There's people that are like, what is it going to matter? Because all we're going to do is say, hey, please stop killing us, and people are going to say no. They're not going to want to pay attention. They're going to say all lives matter. They're going to say, what about black on black crime? They're going to use every excuse to not just hear, hey, this is racist, can we fight this? And it seems that a lot of the Steelers are stepping up in that manner. You look across the board. I think Vince Williams posting about it. A lot of people are addressing it, and they're also, and all of them are making sure, they're saying they love their police officers. And I got people in my family that serve in the police force. You know, this is not saying that people hate cops. That's not it at all. And they're all, I think they've all done a very good job at sort of distinguishing that. But this is a serious issue, and this is a serious time. And if you look at, again, if you just look at what the way that Cam Hayward's talking about it, you know, Cam Hayward, this is a guy, he grew up in Pittsburgh. You know, his dad played for, you know, like this is his home. And then he's playing for the city in his home, and he's a first-team All-Pro superstar in his home. And even this guy, who's a king, he's a king in his own city, he's still concerned about this. He has fear for this. It's a real issue. If you want to learn more about it, I suggest you check out Ramon Foster's article. He talks about it. I suggest you look up what Cam Hayward said with the on TribLive.com, or he said it to Randy Bauman. They have the full interview there on the Randy Bauman show. I suggest you, if you want to, you know, understand what the ideal is of the protesters that are asking for change in this country, you read my article that I wrote. I put in the Locked On Steelers Facebook group. And maybe you'll get a sense of where a lot of these Steelers are coming from. I hope that message is reaching any of you. If you have any questions, if you have any concerns, if you're hurting, if you're feeling it, if you're confused, feel free to reach out to me. You guys know you can do that anytime on Twitter. Follow me at Carter Critiques. If you follow me, I'll follow you back. I always like to enjoy messing with you guys. And if you're like, hey, you know, I don't know if this is okay to say. I understand that. This is a very delicate situation. You don't want to say the wrong things. Hit me with a private DM. You know, I people are DMing me all the time. Thanks to those who do DM me. I've received very positive messages from a lot of you. And I appreciate you guys reaching out and you know, connecting at this time. And the only way that we're going to get through this as a country is if we come together and we talk about this, and not just talk about this, but we get solutions and we say, you know what, these are some of the problems. This is how we're going to fight it, and this is how we're going to make a better tomorrow here in our United States of America. Thanks again for listening to Locked On Steelers podcast. Follow me on Twitter at Carter Critiques. Join the Facebook group by searching Locked On Steelers on Facebook and asking to join the group. If you're enjoying the podcast, please hit the subscribe button. We are on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, and all other major podcast platforms. And if you're enjoying the show, please also support us by leaving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and leaving a positive comment. Doing so really helps get the word out about the show and what we're doing here really well. And if you do, you will get a shout out just like the newest one. We have a new 5-star review here from Kegels Bagels. I hope I spelled that right. But Kegels Bagels writes, "What a podcast. This is truly a must-listen podcast for any Steelers fan who wants a day-to-day look at the team. Tip of the cap to Chris for providing in-depth and unbiased analysis every day. Let's go get number 7. Thank you, Kegels Bagels. I hope you guys are enjoying the show like that person is. Again, leave your 5-star review and you will get a shout-out on the show at the end of the show. I'll be back tomorrow talking more on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Have a happy Wednesday, y'all."